Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Tim in Oregon. I'd like to start this Blog Talk Radio show with a song. New. I'm sharing the song because it's a promise made that if a person's sincere and wants to know why they're here and what life's all about, if a person sings this new you song for like 15 minutes before they go to sleep, and maybe 15 minutes in the morning when they wake up, the real guides will provide a real guidance and a real education about what it's all about. Anyway, what's really important in a person's existence or life? We like things in this physical, like health and love, and material things seem to be pretty important. But none of this stuff goes with us when we leave these physical bodies. Well, maybe I shouldn't say none of it, but so what I'm putting this effort out for is because I think it's important, or I wouldn't be trying to share this, is that here we find ourselves in almost like a person was to imagine a hell in many places on this physical earth, with disease and starvation and the wars and all these things that we wouldn't want to experience. So it looks like it's something that needed to go through, that we need these experiences so that we can have a comparison to what isn't real and to what is real. Here we have time. We call it time, and it seems precious to us. Our physical bodies seem to only last so long. But when we look at foreverness, you can't measure foreverness. So what is this thing we've made up called time? It's just like the blink of an eye. And so we think of things like this physical body, and then we may be becoming aware that we have other bodies, like an astral body and a causal body. Well, the astral body sounds like it's having to do with the emotions, and the causal body has to do with like memories. Then we have a mental body, and that's like our thinking body. And then the etheric body, like our subconscious or except for this physical, they're all invisible to our physical senses. And then there's said to be a deep, dark border between this stuff that's called psych realms, with these five bodies: the physical, astral, causal, mental, and etheric, and then a deep dark border, and then we get into the real universes where our real awareness is. We can look at time too, like if you want to time travel, well, just look back in your past right now. And maybe you went riding a bicycle or anything. Well, then you see you're in that time, what we call time, at the same time as now. And then in the future, you can look into the future, like through imagination or and stuff. And so that's just changing our awareness. You could be thinking about, oh, how would it be like a zillion years from now? What would a person's imagination think life was going to be like if we have an awareness that lasts when our bodies, physical bodies, don't last? And there's things that are going on in our lives like dreams, and some of them are very, vivid, and we try to understand what they mean, if they have a meaning, which seems like they do have meanings, and that actually they may be more of what's real than this physical outer life, which is maybe an illusion, just something we're going through. It's like, it could be called, like Duane, the great writer, calls it a passing dream. Does anybody have a dream vision they'd like to share? That something that is important to them that they think would be important to share with others?
Yes, this is Claudie from Texas.
Hi, Claudie. Yeah, go ahead.
Just wanted to share this. Came in last night. Was sitting in a little glade or a little small forest in California where those big tall trees are. I don't know, remember the name of them, but they're the ones that are very big.
Sequoia redwood trees. Sequoia redwoods.
Okay. Those, yes, on the ground with Mother Earth, and our backs were on the tree. And we were talking about the planet and how much devastation has been on the planet from the humans. And she said, maybe we can get it fixed up. And I said, yes, if we work together, we can refurbish the Earth or bring it back to where it was before humans started wrecking it. And she says, yes, I am very much interested in what Duane has said in the new presentation, that this is a possibility. And I would like to see what we can do to get this started. And I said, oh, that's great. That's what's called waking up. When you see something and you recognize it and you say, oh, what can I do to help? That's what she was talking about. But the other thing was, she said, you know, my trees have root systems. And I said, okay. And she says, all plants have roots. And this is how the plant population communicates with each other. She said another example is how the elephants communicate with each other. When they walk, they make a sound. It's a very low frequency sound, but it goes through the earth and is transmitted to other elephants whose feet are touching the ground. And that's how they communicate. She said, all of the planet is in communication with other parts of the planet in their own particular way. And she said, the more when humans finally get in on the conversation, they'll be able to understand more and possibly stop hurting me. And so that was the dream last night. It was very interesting to talk to Mother Earth. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Claudia. That is very interesting that you have the ability to talk with Mother Earth in your dream visions. The tallest tree on Earth is just down the road from me here. I've been thinking about going down to Jedediah Smith park here in Northern California to visit and sing the new you song. It has the clearest river on earth there too, the Smith River. It's claimed to be the purest, cleanest on earth. Very beautiful, crystal clear water that runs through the redwoods in places. Yes, by singing this new you song and being guided to what's going on and the reasons why in this psych realm stuff with cause and effect here in creation. We hear about these reptilian beings that came to the earth, oh, in time very long ago, maybe a million years or millions or maybe somewhere way back anyway. And they have to have abilities and technology very advanced, it sounds like, to what we have here on this physical realm as humans. The majority of us are very, what would you call it, stupid or dumb compared to in the way of technology compared to them, whether they were a million years advanced in it or something, or thousands of years anyway. Their abilities, it sounds like they can shape shift, take on different appearances, and they had a purpose here to get gold to save their atmosphere on the planet that was they were from, that was being destroyed, which was probably for some reason in this cause and effect that they had caused to happen. So they were after the gold here on this planet, and then it seems like that they didn't have enough technology to be able to make physical things do what was required to get the gold and other things that they wanted from this earth. So they modified whatever you want to call it, DNA, or changed, if it's called genes or whatever, from monkeys mixed with them to create humans as workers for them, as slaves. This stuff seems to be that we have been in a human farming prison planet, that they have control of this physical stuff, that we don't see really what's going on and why they are this way. They just seem to be that way. It sounds like they live off of our emotions and they do things that we see as terrible or as bad as we can practically imagine, of torturing babies and eating them and things that it's hard to understand why it is this way. Anyway, Val, do you have something you'd like to mention about the psych realms or what we were talking about, like Claudia and communicating with Mother Earth? Or,
well, I was kind of interested what Dwayne, the great writer, was saying about time and time travel. So I didn't really get a chance to look at it, but there is a portion, I think book three, there's a little bit, well, it's indirectly concerned with time travel or becoming more aware. Basically, time is not so. It's kind of interesting how it works and how people look at it. But it's, you know, as we understand it, everything is now. It's new now every moment. But for the mind to get that, it's very, very difficult, very challenging, because we live in this reality of our five bodies. So it's to get that, to really get it, it takes a while to really get to it. So this passage kind of helps to understand the process we go through. So I'll just read a little bit. As the true reality descends upon, as the true reality descends upon you, it melts away your present psychological formations and shatters the walls of the ego to give you greater awareness of vision, perception, motivation, and perfection. All forms of life that are unable to bear the change of this burning, fiery awareness must disappear, and all that can bear it will survive and enter into the real universes of sound and light. This true reality will deal with all that is beneficial for the student and for the whole. Alone, the awaiting universal will must choose one's actions, must change into a dynamic movement of that will. Enjoyment must be replaced by the play of a pure and real bliss. All personal will is either a temporary delegation from the true reality or designated by it. Even after you are a free agent, you will be in this world and remain to do its works. To remain in the world without desire is to act for the good of the whole world in general, for the human race, or for some new creation to be evolved on earth, or for some work imposed by the reality within you. True freedom and real truth fulfill its movement in the real guide according to each one's nature. This is the special aspect of the true reality out of which the U-tune has emerged into action, unlimited by any form of its realness or way. For the new is infinite. You will provide the nowness of truth according to the temperament of the real you, in any combination of essential attributes that may constitute the form given to your being by it becoming so. I'm trying to go slow because this is a lot. The true essence of your being is part of the trinity of the true reality, that is, purity, real truth, and real freedom. As a part of the Trinity, it constitutes the movement, the action, or motion of it. The reality makes up that part of our being in which we need action of any kind. Even thought consists of using the reality, but on a higher level than in the physical realm. I will begin here with real wisdom, which takes up that part of the Trinity that gives right direction to action and freedom, the quality that gives our being an opportunity to move and do as wisdom directs. In other words, one has more than a limited choice, which man believes is a freedom from his limited view while on earth. He can choose his actions and directions without interference from anything or any creature of the great reality. This is a truth which leads to real truth. And I notice the real guides are not subject to as much as people, regular people are, as to the causes. They're not the effect, in other words, of the goings-on of creation. They're more cause. They're more, in a way, what Paul used to say, pure positive. They're in this area that's really much more creative, and their positioning is closer to the, or is with the reality that is always now. So they're not subject to the effects as much. Although when they are in the creation worlds, they are, you know, there's always effect, but they're not. They're more, you know, they teach us or they present to us that we could be disinterested or the old term used to be detached, that, you know, Duane uses disinterested sometimes, sort of like water rolling off a duck's back, whatever happens to us. And then it leads again to the intent. If you have that intent, that helps that positioning, so that you are not an effect as much as the cause, you know, cause of your own, you know, volition in the creation worlds, and then you have the position with the real is, the all is. That's. But anyway, it's all now. That's the interesting thing. The time travel is interesting. Philadelphia experiment, it was 1943. You can get stuck, like the people got stuck in the hull of the ship there. It gets kind of gnarly because there's different aspects to it in the psych worlds. It's like anything here in the physical. There's certain properties and the so-called laws, you know, of design and physics that you can get caught up in when you're time traveling, I guess. But so it's safer just to be now, or just to learn how to be now, new now. And if you want to play with time travel, well, that's whatever, but better with the real guides, you know, showing you how that works. So that's it. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, thanks, Val. Yeah, that's important stuff. It seems to be the books that Duane Hoepner, Duane the great writer, has put out for people that are ready, and the real guides seem to know who is ready and guide you to even be listening to this very talk, or present you with a book or something on this modern technology on your phone and Facebook or YouTube or Skype, or about this new presentation, worldwide, wonderful worldwide educators, and the new books that Duane has put out the time and effort to present, to be for people that are ready and tired of this reincarnation stuff, which I guess in now is just another illusion that, like, forever is all the same. It's, Duane calls it, all is. So everything in what we call past and everything in we call future is all one and the same thing. It's just now in this foreverness and these experiences that we are going through, our lessons here in this physical, astral, causal, mental, etheric realm, which is called psych realms. And this time stuff too, like Claudie mentions how these dream visions have shown her how these reptilians are able to time travel or change. It's like they're able to do things that seem to be like psychic tricks or whatever you want to call it, that they could be, say you were trying to drive a car to do a service for all the humans, and they see that you're going to go do this act, and so they could try to make it so that you wouldn't be able to actually do what you're trying to do, that they have a control of these experiences that we see as a reality here in the physical and creation. Maybe Claudia'd like to mention a little more about this ability the reptilians seem to have about the time stuff, the stuff we call time, and how they're able to manipulate it.
Yes. Thank you, Tim. This is Claudia in Texas. My experiences came many years ago, but they were during times I was abducted by reptilians to work in their factory. There are many reptilian types, species, Palladians, blue avians, and the list goes on. My particular captors were the Orions, and they are a very technologically advanced species of people. They are so far ahead of us in technology, it makes them appear as like they were gods or something. Anyway, in my experience, I can't speak for anybody else, but in my experience, they showed me how they did this. They have instruments or devices where they can stop time, speed it up, turn it back around, slow it down, speed it up, everything that you can imagine they can do. In my experience, they came into the bedroom, and I saw them. They were very tall, like robots is the best I can describe it. And they turned on a knob on this device they were holding, and immediately everything in the room stopped, and except for the human. I mean, anything that was like the clock stopped. It stopped ticking. Everything just froze. And they took me, and we went to their factory, and I was put to work constructing a device of some sort. I had no idea what it was. I just knew to put certain parts together and pass it on to the next person sitting next to me. And this went on, in my awareness of time, for weeks and months. Then, when this project was completed and we had assembled all these parts, the reptilian came and took me back to my bedroom at the exact second they took me before. Where in Earth time, there was no passage of time. Everything was just the same. When I woke up, I thought it was just a dream, but it really happened. All I can say is that maybe others have experienced this manipulation of time. But because they have it, they can change our viewpoint of what life is really about. I mean, if they can stop time, take you away, and you can work for weeks in a salt mine, and then bring you back to the exact moment they took you, and for Earth time, nothing happened, and you are given a hypnotic command, you will not remember this, but you do remember it. Sometimes it comes back to your mind in weeks or days or hours, and you remember what happened. That's what happened to me. I remember what happened, no matter what they said, and they look directly into your eyes and they tell you, oh, you won't remember this. Well, guess what? A lot of people remember it. That's why you hear stories of strange dreams or strange occurrences and how that time didn't pass for the person experiencing it on the physical earth plane, but wherever you were taken to another level of existence, a long time passed, maybe even years. It doesn't matter. They can manipulate it enough that return you back to your body in the exact same second and condition you were in. So, yes, there are a lot of stories coming out at this time, people remembering what's happened to them, and they are trying to find out further information. So thank you, Tim, for presenting this opportunity to others. It really helps. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, buddy. I was just thinking about this time being an illusion, because here we are in the now, we call it all the time, but the now being foreverness, is endlessness. And here we have these, in this psych realm stuff, we have beings that we call God by different names. I guess they're just conquerors, from what I'm becoming aware of, that have attained these positions to be governors of different realms, worlds, planes, whatever you want to call it. And in this now, we have these things, it sounds like yugas that take place. It's all in the now, it sounds like, somehow, that we have a golden age and a silver age and a bronze or copper age and an iron age, just as example of names of different what's called yugas, which sound like some, like the golden age in time wise in this now is, you know, like almost a couple hundred million years or something, and then it goes down into a silver age to be like half that or maybe a little more than half, and then into a copper age, and that's shorter yet, and then the iron age, which sounds like becoming aware that this is the age or yuga we're in right now, where this process is about to end whatever it's called, these cycles in this now. And for all those that haven't become aware of their real self, that this will all be destroyed, all this physical stuff, which is actually maybe what it's just a bunch of energy or atoms stuck together in certain ways. And then there'll be a long time, what we call time in this now, of equal time to all that, those millions of years, that it's just all, whatever you want to call it, darkness or nothingness in this psych realm stuff, until it all starts all over again. And the ones that weren't aware have to come back and go through the experiences again to get the lessons we need to know what is real and what isn't real, so that we can live in this called real universes, where we don't have reptilians controlling us and doing things to us, and where we're free to do whatever we want, called real freedom, as long as we're not interfering with any other beings. It's also, what is the word that we'd have, amazing, or, and here we try to understand or comprehend, or, and another thing is, without this real guidance, which is only comes around at certain times in this now, that it's like an opportunity. And it sounds like we have to earn our way out of these psych realms, so you don't have to come back in worse conditions. It sounds like that's the poisoning that all of us are doing to the earth, with our cars and exhaust putting in the poison all over the earth massively, constantly, the burning of these fuels and this nuclear waste stuff going on, like Fukushima, poisoning our ocean. Here we have stuff that's being said about the government putting poisons in our air and these things called chemtrails, and it sounds like it's all purposely being done. The ones that have control, for whatever their reason, seem to like to make mankind suffer They get pleasure or whatever that's called. Maybe not pleasure, but they just like to make us suffer. So the opportunity to get out of these psych realms and not be controlled by other beings that are constantly doing us harm and creating our consciousness to think certain ways with their, microwaves, mind control stuff. There's so much going on, it seems like, that if a person is becoming aware of, they wouldn't want to be coming back to this earth if it wasn't to help others get out of this psych realm stuff. It just seems like how wonderful life could be. Person imagines where there is none of this sickness and none of this prison human farming stuff going on, and no more wars and no more starvation and all this stuff. It's just it's something that we must need to experience. Doesn't really harm our real self, but these lessons seem so cruel to have to experience for us humans that are being done to us by other beings like Orions or whoever's. But who knows what's farther out there in this physical realm where the end of the stars are or something. What kind of beings exist that we don't know anything at all about in this time-space illusion. Well, I think, let's see, would anybody like to talk about why it is this way, like these governor lords being able to affect how people act on this earth and create religions and make they want to be worshipped and stuff like that?
You know, Bob and Sandy are on, I believe. Are you there, Bob? Sandy?
I'm here. Bob is at work today. Won't be home till about 6:30. I'll just tell a little experience I had with the collapse of time. I was moving from Wisconsin to Florida, Fort Myers, Florida, and the car I was driving was in a state of disrepair. It was just horrible. My friend always said, "You're not going to make it two blocks down the street." I said, "Well, I'm going anyway." So I started out at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I stopped for breakfast, of course, and I went on my merry way, and I also stopped for lunch. I vaguely remember Tennessee. It's almost like a dream. And I arrive in Fort Myers at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, North Fort Myers, and I called my friend, and I said, "Well, I'm here." She says, "You can't be. That's impossible." I said, "I'm here. I'll meet you for supper." And it was quite a very fast trip. Nothing happened with the car or anything. And so that was how I experienced the collapse of time. So I know when you're little, small, or you go to kindergarten, and it becomes summer, especially here in the north when it's summer, that summer seems like forever. It goes on and on and on, and in some cases you're happy to get back to school, some cases not. But as we get older, the time seems to quicken. You get a week off of work, and it's like, where did that time go? Or it's during the day, where did that time go? So time is somewhat of an illusion. Where we are, how we think, how we do our things, it's relative to your experience, but interesting. I guess we wish we had more time to do certain things, But anyway, I just wanted to talk about that experience that I had.
Yeah, that's quite an experience. It makes you wonder what's going on to seem like you were somewhere where you couldn't possibly be physically, according
right.
to the Earth time stuff. So many experiences.
Well, yep,
look,
thank you.
What's really important and why we're trying to share this stuff about what we're becoming aware of is to present the opportunity for people to find out about this, the real universes out of these psych realms, and where we don't have to keep coming back and reincarnate. And so it gets down to, what would a person be saying, presenting to others, that the real guides present in their lives, to hear what they say that's the most important to them? There's so many things, it seems like, all this worldly stuff going on that's so distracting, whether it's entertainment or in so many ways, or the have to work jobs to survive, have shelter and food, the way it's all set up. And then most of it's for the benefit of certain few compared to the majority of the humans. Some have so much, it seems like, why they can't share or don't care about the ones that are so needy. And so this cause and effect, you wonder, well, did those people that are starving now or in wars being shot now, did they cause that to happen? Are they just experiencing the effects from previous lives and have to learn those lessons? But then it seems like, well, the ones that have so much, you'd think that they would be of a heart felt for the needs of others. Because they don't need all these things they think they've got to have. And by having so much, they're actually taking away the what's provided in this physical realm for all. They're hoarding it for themselves. They're, whether you call it selfishness or what, it's almost like anything more than we need or can use, being selfish. We're not caring about the others. We're only caring about ourselves in this physical realm, which seems like that's the way that the masses seem to be thinking, that money is so important and putting out so much effort and time and thought and all these things to get money. And then, of course, sex is a big thing on Earth, too. It's all about sex and money and all these material things. What does it really take? What experiences do the humans have to go through to want to, or maybe to be to the point where they find out that this isn't the way that's best? What makes sense? If there's a lot better, to find a way to get to be in the lot better than it, and even with all the riches of this world, any second any of them can just be taken in a blink of an eye. So all their efforts were just for some material stuff, and this stuff we call blink or passing dream time. Anyway, by testing this new you song being offered, That's just for each person to find out for themselves. That's the effects. And see what your dream visions and experiences and what you become aware of, what real guides are presenting through certain people on the earth at this time, like Dwayne Heppner and Ava and Claudie and Val and Kelsey and Henry and Eric, and there's only so many, it seems like, on earth that are even aware at all of these causes of the things that are going on the earth, and that have any idea that there are real universes and a much better experience to be in than this. Does anyone have anything they'd like to talk about or mention?
Yes, this is Dean Bell again, and I just about duration of time, it's kind of interesting that I take trips up to Northern California from Southern California every week. It's about, well, if I don't stop, it's a six-hour drive. But I usually stop for gas and go to the restroom. It takes me about 7 hours. And it used to be a pretty long stretch, but now it's after months of doing it, it's like going to work in the morning. You know, you drive to work a couple miles. It's almost like that. So I've sort of desensitized myself to the duration aspect of it, where I don't, I guess I don't put any attitudes or ideas or anything like I used to into it. So now it's just, it's almost like it's a drive to the grocery store almost. And when other people say, oh, you drive all that way just to go to work? It's a long commute, isn't it? But it's become, I just call it desensitized to it. It's kind of like when you go on vacation, you're on anticipating, you know, going where you're going to the lake, do some boating or something, or hiking. And it kind of takes a long time, but coming back, it always seems to take like shorter time coming back home again, at least for me. So time is relative to a lot of things within ourselves seems to be. And I do have some other, I do find a little bit more book 3, Dwayne, the great writer here in his writings. He says, this is a part of the eternal reality and also a conscious time awareness, bearing the streams of events, which is a self-extended real space of nothing containing all things and all beings, a real substance which forms, materializes all that seems non-real, temporary, and finite. You cannot stay in peace or bliss, for there would be no solution to the enigma of the great reality within and without. As it stands, now there seems to be a pair of divided states of the great reality. You will soon learn that this separation is in your awareness. And this truth has immense liberation qualities whereby you are no longer bound to ignorance. This separation is an illusion which can be overcome within your real awareness and being one those times between this life and when you were Goldie. And I think this is talking about, I think it's the mermaid talking to Goldie. This is in his past life as an Indian. Or maybe it's Rebazar, I'm not sure, we'll see. He's talking to Goldie. Because you have this new mind and body each life, it must be updated and your memory refreshed. You already have all this information and knowledge with you, and you need help getting to it. That is why I am here with you. Everyone has a huge storehouse of experiences from all the lifetimes they have lived, but it is knowing how to get to that knowledge. Otherwise, one is left to just their outer situations and the information they are getting from a one-dimensional arena. Your earthly experience is so minute compared to what we are doing on all the levels of life together, she said as she smiled. So it must be the mermaid here. Are we having fun in other places as well as here? Or is it just all work and no play? I asked with a giggle. Ha ha, of course we are having fun and living the adventure with each other and almost everywhere. Actually, you never want to rest. You're so adamant about discovering as many viewpoints as you can with the all is. You are constantly going into the most unknown areas of the real universes, along with meeting the great overseers and obtaining all you can from what you perceive. I like watching you as you go about collecting your experiences from as many sources as you can. You are doing what Rebazar is describing to you. That is why you are so intense with what he is saying to you. It seems I have to sometimes pull you out of these time frames, she said as she laughed with me. I do love this. I'm so grateful. It is all so real and exciting at the same time. I love the whole adventure of being the great writer. Anyway, and that reminds me of the Tiger's Fang when Paul goes into the bar scene near the tavern with Rebazar Tars, and the two are fighting, and he says, Rebazar says, let him kill each other. But, you know, the real guides have this ability to take you into different time frames and show you different scenes from your own lifetime or other times in history. And it's really cool, you know. It's a really cool thing to have this opportunity and this kind of awareness that we're not stuck in one time frame. And this physical reality seems so real, you know, to our senses. But we are just so much more in our awareness, and we have access to these other realities, dimensions, planes, levels, time frames. It's an adventure.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Again, I was just thinking about how in my life, at times, time disappeared. Like when a person is gambling, like in a casino, they're so concentrated, or I become so concentrated on what I'm doing, that time doesn't seem to exist at all. All of a sudden, the night's over. It just disappears. Pay any attention to this thing called time. You're focused
and so,
on.
And so does your money, too, right? So does your money.
Yeah. Yes. It takes your total mental concentration, I guess, of what you're doing. And so all of a sudden, hours have gone by when you realize, wow, it was that long? You didn't even think, you know, it was just in a way it seemed like minutes, but it turns into hours. It disappeared because, you know, you just don't notice this thing called time. And also, here's an experience of one time I was drinking beer and driving from here in Oregon down to Reno, Nevada, and I made it all the way. I was drinking these things called, they're Hornets or Mickeys, I guess they're called. And it seemed like I only drank like about six of them on the 200-mile trip or so, but maybe it was more. But I was going around a hairpin corner when I got into Reno, and somehow a college professor and I was on the inside corner and he was on the outside. And the side swiped and I went out my door on my head and I was instantly not conscious, which was an experience when I woke up in the hospital, I guess from what them using alcohol on scrapes on my back from gravel or whatever. I came back to, but what was interesting was between the time that I went out on my head and became unconscious and coming to in the hospital, I had no recollection, absolutely nothing. It was like I didn't exist. It would be like just non-being. There was no consciousness, no awareness, absolutely nothing until I came back conscious again to my physical senses. So that was interesting and makes me very thankful that I, even with all the terrible things that we go through at times in our love lives or our health or on and on, we're still time we almost leave these bodies permanently, that we are, that we get to be. And then now we have this opportunity that we're finding out about these real universes and all this psych realm stuff of cause and effect, and which is called karma to lots of people. We've all gone through, it sounds like, so many experiences. We've been kings and we've been paupers and we've been murderers and we've been saints, and it just seems like part of the process to know all of the things that aren't real in this illusion to the real universes, where the things where it is reality, the true reality, being free beings of real light. And what would be the words to show thankfulness for even getting to ever be in the real universes instead of continuously coming back into this human farming prison planet, reincarnating over and over in cause and effect. Of course, foreverness, that eventually it would make sense that the real guides would find a way to get through to a person, to another being, that there's something better that you might want to try and experience. And I really don't know what else to talk about, other than if anyone was listening and wanted to get a hold of some of the real guidance and real education that's being offered on the earth at this present time, to get a hold of Kelsey Lynn Brown, Lynn with an E, on Facebook or YouTube or Skype, or she can handle connecting you with these books that are a beginning of becoming aware of what it's all about, I guess I could say. Is there anyone else that would like to mention anything about anything? I guess Val will be on Friday evening at 8 p.m. on a blog talk radio presentation this coming Friday. Is it Friday? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Facebook Live, though.
Oh, Facebook Live, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And you're on every day at 6, right? Pacific time.
Yeah. Yeah, on Facebook Live, I read some of the new Adventure Is books by Dwayne the Great Writer. 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time now, every evening. So thanks, everybody, for joining the show today. And unless anybody else has something to say, Al, they will sing New You. And until we meet again, we'll see
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, sure. See ya.
Bye.